Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise's place where Allah's pleasure resides. Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wasalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Every Companion is Destined for Paradise. Subhanallah, we have so far discussed the three great khalifas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together we are going to discuss the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karramullahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. And mashallah, I am in the company of our esteemed guest, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani hafizahullah, jazakullah Sayyidi, for participating in this beautiful series where we discuss the biography of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the beacon of guidance.
Ameen. Barakallahu Munasab. It's always an honor to be here with you. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah, Sayyidi. And mashallah, and how beautiful the theme is, every Sahabi is destined for paradise. And His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah has given us this mindset, and he has actually reminded of our Islamic faith that Har Sahabiye Nabi
Jannati
Jannati. Subhanallah. So yes, these are the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about whom the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My Sahaba are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, to begin with, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and first of all, he is related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had nurtured me in his own lap. And he says, when I was a child, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would embrace me and keep me close to his Mubarak chest.
Subhanallah.
And I was privileged to get the fragrance of the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And he says that I was the first to embrace Islam as a child. He was at the age of 10 when he had embraced Islam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood on a Monday, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam the next day on a Tuesday. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And it is also mentioned, Sayyidi, that he is among those Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who have narrated a lot of hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, over 500 hadith are narrated from Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, if we could have a little introduction to the life of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah azza wa jal, and from there we can continue.
Ji Mawlana Sahib, subhanallah, Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was, you know, it's mentioned that he was born 30 years after the year of the elephants. And at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 30 years old. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was born inside the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah. And it is mentioned that on the day he was born, it was the 13th of Rajab. So subhanallah, he was actually the paternal cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's paternal uncle Abu Talib. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he grew up in the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is also a very interesting point, that when Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went close to the mouth of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a baby, you know, went close to his mouth and let Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu suck the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And like that, Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would fall off to sleep. And then when he would wake up, he would start to cry, and then milk would be given to him, but he wouldn't want to drink the milk. He wouldn't drink the milk. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come and do the same thing again, and then Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would stop crying and immediately he would fall off to sleep. Subhanallah. So this we see, you know, from his birth, his childhood, there was so much of close attachment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was receiving, you know, so much of blessings, that to direct blessings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where at the age of 10 years old, as you mentioned, he was the first youth to embrace Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the grandeur of the great Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to keep him very close to himself, and he was also, Sayyidi, the first one to read salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah. And he was the most ascetic person among the Sahaba, one of the most ascetic Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was totally driven away from the world and was driven towards the Akhirah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem is also known as Asadullah al-Ghalib. Subhanallah. He is the lion of Allah, that lion of Allah who had worked tirelessly for the upliftment of the beautiful deen of Islam. Nobody could stand a chance against the bravery of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says about the knowledge of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the knowledge and wisdom that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had was so immense that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are 10 portions of knowledge and wisdom. 9 out of 10 was granted to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and 1 was distributed among the rest of the people. Allah. Subhanallah. And in the beautiful hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, highlighting the knowledge of Babul Wilaya Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says very beautifully, Ana madinatu ilm wa Abu Bakrin asasuha wa Umar hitanuha wa Uthman saqafuha wa Aliyun babuha. That I am the city of knowledge. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is its foundation. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is its walls. And Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is its roof. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is its door and portal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Therefore, we know him as Babul Ilm. Subhanallah. And he is, Sayyidi, he is also one of those who are the leaders of all the awliya who connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah,
Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, very beautifully, he describes him in his Khutbat Razwiya Sharif. He says, Imam al-Wasilina ila Rabbil Alameen. That he is Imam of all those who connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidi, there is so much known about his bravery, about his generosity, about his knowledge. Inshallah, perhaps you could shed more light on it.
Subhanallah, Munasab. You know, there are so many incidents that highlights the bravery of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that highlights his kindness, that highlights his love and his steadfastness in the deen of Islam. And on one such occasion, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and a troop of men, they are going to a particular place, and at this place when they reached it, they saw that there was no water at all. And of course they wanted water to drink and to refreshen themselves, but there was no water at all. And at that moment Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his companions who were with him to dig the ground. As they start to dig the ground, they come across a boulder or a rock, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes towards this rock, and with only using his fingers, he grips the rock and he breaks it.
Allah.
And when he does that, water starts to gush forth from there. When this happened, all of them, the companions, they drank water to their full. But when this miracle took place, there was a monk nearby who stayed there. he noticed this miracle and he went to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked him that, are you a prophet? And he said, no. Are you an angel? He says, no. And then the monk asks him, then tell me, who are you? And he says that, I am Ali, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the monk had heard this, the monk immediately recited the kalima and embraced Islam. After he embraced Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, why did it take such a long time for you to embrace Islam? So this monk, he says that it has been written in our religious books that there is a hidden stream near the church, which will be revealed by a prophet or a companion of the prophet. And hence I and many other monks before me, we stayed at this church to witness this miracle with our own eyes. That is why I've been staying here for so long, and today was that day in which I witnessed this, and that is why today I have embraced Islam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So his iman was written on the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And this is how Allah Azza wa Jal has guided many through the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Sayyidi, very beautiful. And this is also unique about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we have come to know, Rasab has just mentioned that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the paternal cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is also the husband of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, who's the queen of paradise, who's the leader of women folk in paradise, subhanallah. And it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and about the continuation of his progeny, he says, "Inna Allah ja'ala zurriyata kulli nabiyyin fi sulbihi, wa inna Allah ja'ala zurriyati fi sulbi Ali." That indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has made the progeny of every prophet from their own backs, but my progeny will be from the back of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, this is the glad tiding that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And true to the word that his generation continued from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar. This is Sayyidi, such a grand privilege that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has bestowed upon Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu. There's so much mention about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from his accounts. And we know of a beautiful title of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be Abu Turab. Turab means sand, and he's the father of sand. How did it happen? How did he gain this title?
Subhanallah, Munasab. This is actually truly remarkable, and a very beautiful background is behind this, wherein it is mentioned that Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he went to the house of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then came to the masjid and he rested there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the home and asked Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that where is Ali? Where is Ali? He is not here. So where is he? And then Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that he went to the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the masjid and found that the back of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was covered with dust. The back of Sayyidina Ali was covered with dust. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started removing the dust from the back of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then addressed him twice by saying, Qum Aba Turab, Qum Aba Turab, that wake up, O Abu Turab, wake up, O Abu Turab. So this is how he was blessed with this title and this kunniya of Abu Turab.
SubhanAllah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he makes reference to this parable and he says that
Usne laqab-e-khaak shahenshah se paya, उसने लकब खाक शहंशाह से पाया जो हैदर करार की मौला है हमारा हम खाक हैं और खाक ही मावा है हमारा
meaning he says that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who gained the title of being Abu Turab meaning the father of the sand from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the battle of trench he radiallahu ta'ala anhu because from the side of the kuffar there was a warrior who would challenge the Muslim army and nobody else went forward and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was sent forward to go and face this warrior and they jumped into the trench and everybody is anxiously waiting they found Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu he lived and he had killed this enemy of Allah Allahu Akbar so Haider-e-Karrar he used to refer to himself as Karrar Karrar is the one who repeatedly strikes Allah. Subhanallah Haider-e-Karrar the lion who repeatedly strikes and he is the lion of Allah Subhanallah.
And you know, Rasa, one thing that we find truly amazing in the character of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the kind of qualities that he possessed, is that whatever he did was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he loved was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he loved, it was for the sake of Allah. When he hated, also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one battle, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he overpowered this enemy and held him down on the ground. And this enemy, when he was on the ground and laid, they couldn't move, couldn't do anything. Ma'adallah, he spat on the face of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When this happened, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he retracted his sword. Before that, he was on the verge of slaying him, but when he spat on the face of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then he withheld his sword. And this enemy, he got a shock. In the midst of the battle, this enemy gets a shock and he's thinking to himself that Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had the full advantage, you know, he had the right opportunity to finish me off, but he did not do that. So he asked Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that what was the reason that you have not finished me off? And subhanallah, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhuhul kareem, he says that when I was on top of you and I was about to finish you, my intention was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you spat on me, when you spat on my face, then my anger intensified. And now if I was to kill you, it was because of my own self and not for the sake of Allah. So because of that, I withheld myself. And due to that, this person, this enemy, he accepted Islam as well. Subhanallah. Due to that good conduct of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we see that this attribute and this quality of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that he loved for the sake of Allah, hated for the sake of Allah. And that is also what we need to implement when we want to love someone or love something, let it be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to hating also, then it should also be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. It reminds me of a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu عليه وسلم من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان that he who loves for the sake of Allah who dislikes for the sake of Allah who gives for the sake of Allah who withholds for the sake of Allah he has completed his iman Subhanallah and Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem he was one of the most complete mu'mineen Subhanallah, in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so while we were discussing the courage and the ferocity of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we cannot forget Khaybar. Allahu Akbar. He is the conqueror of Khaybar, subhanallah. And the enemies of Islam, they still, when they hear the name of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they still get the shiver. Allah Allah. Khaybar was such an expedition where the Muslims, they couldn't penetrate the forts, the large forts of Khaybar, the strong forts of Khaybar. And the last one, where Marhab was there, the greatest warrior to be, and his fort was the strongest. So after many days had passed and the Muslims couldn't penetrate this fort of Khaybar, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made an announcement. He made an announcement which is documented in the ahadith. He says, لَأَعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. Meaning, tomorrow I will hand over this flag of victory to such a person's hand who loves Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Allahu Akbar. Such a glad tiding. Firstly, the confirmation that he loves Allah and Rasul. And second, vice versa. And Allah and Rasul, Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also love him. Subhanallah. So who could be such a personality? The Sahaba, they were contemplating the whole night. Perhaps it could be me. You know, I wish it was me whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating. He never mentioned the name. And there is this suspense among the Sahaba. And when the morning came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Somebody said, no, he has a problem with his eyes. He has pain in his eyes. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to bring him. He wasn't feeling well. To bring him. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his blessed saliva on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says, it was as if I never had a pain. Subhanallah, gone with the wind. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the flag of leadership. Allahu Akbar. He made him the commander to take charge. And then he went and single-handedly he had uprooted the gate of Khaybar. Subhanallah. The gate of that fort he had uprooted with his own bare hand, subhanallah, the same fort that the whole army couldn't penetrate. That was the power that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, who is the lion of Allah, subhanallah. Asadullah, subhanallah. And mashallah, after that, Islam was granted victory through Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But Sayyidi, as you've mentioned, that he wouldn't do all of this for his own personal sake, to boast about his own bravery, right? He would do all of this for the sake of Allah, not for his personal gains. And one tends to think that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was so brave, but there were times when he used to be humble as well. Bravery with humility, it is such a perfect match, subhanallah. Very rare combination to be seen. Usually when you see people who are brave, people who have the physical prowess, they are always, you know, you'll find them to be pride, arrogant, full of themselves. But here Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when it comes to showing humbleness, he also, you can't find a match to him, subhanallah. One day somebody sees him chewing on a piece of bread and he's finding it hard, he's sweating to chew that piece of bread, thick bread that he was eating. So that person comes to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and he says that you are the same Ali who uprooted the gate of Khaybar with your own hand, Allahu Akbar, and here you can't chew a piece of bread. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, what a beautiful response he gave. He said that was the power of Allah and this is the power of Ali. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, look at his humbleness. Subhanallah. He attributed all of that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that was the power of Allah and this is the power of Ali. Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Yes, these are some of the miracles of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala. There are so many other miracles, Sayyidi. Alhamdulillah, his life is full of miracles and time doesn't permit us But there are some crucial details about his life, his biography, that we still need to discuss, inshallah azza wa jal, after we go and listen to a beautiful kalam and a manqabat in the praise of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Ya Ali Mawla,
Mawla.
Ya Ali Mawla,
Mawla.
Ya Ali Mawla,
Mawla.
Ya Ali Mawla,
Mawla.
Ya Ali Mawla,
Ya Ali
Mawla, Ya Ali Mawla, Ya Ali Mawla,
Mere Hami, Mere Yaver, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Mere Hadi, Mere Raghbar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Mere Hami, Mere Yaver, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Mere Hadi, Mere Raghbar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider,
Tumhare Dar Ka Main Bhi Ek Adna Sa Bhikari Ho, Tumhare Dar Ka Main Bhi Ek Adna Sa Bhikari Ho, Ho Altafo Karam Mujh Par Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Ho Altafo Karam Mujh Par Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider,
Mere Hami Mere Yaver, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Mere Hami Mere Raghbar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider,
Ali Ka Naam Lene Se Balaye Dur Goti Gaye, Ali Ka Naam Lene Se Balaye Dur Goti Gaye, Pukare Phir Na Hum Kyun Kar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Pukare Phir Na Hum Kyun Kar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider,
Mere Hami Mere Yaver, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Mere Hami Mere Raghbar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider,
Tumhi Ho Quwwate Parvardigaro Sher-e Yazdani, Tumhi Ho Quwwate Parvardigaro Sher-e Yazdani, Tumhi Ho Fatih-e Khaybar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Tumhi Ho Fatih-e Khaybar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider,
Mere Hami Mere Yaver, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Mere Hami Mere Raghbar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider,
Tumhare Dar Se Jab Sare Hi Mere Kaam Bante Gaye, Tumhare Dar Se Jab Sare Hi Mere Kaam Bante Gaye, Phiru Main Khwar Kyun Dar Dar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Phiru Main Khwar Kyun Dar Dar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider,
Mere Hami Mere Yaver, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider, Mere Hami Mere Raghbar, Ali Mushkil Kusha Haider,
Saghara Be Sagharon Ka Madawa دوا غم کے ماروں کا سگارا بے سگاروں کا مداوا غم کے ماروں کا ہے تسکین دل مضطر علی مشکل کشا گئے در ہے تسکین دل مضطر علی مشکل کشا گئے در
میرے ہاں یا میرے یا در علی مشکل کشا گئے در میرے غالی میرے رہبر علی مشکل کشا گئے در
لگاتے آئے گا مغشر میں بھی خاکی یہی نارا لگاتے آئے گا مغشر میں بھی خاکی یہی نارا علی مشکل کشا غیدر علی مشکل کشا غیدر علی مشکل کشا غیدر علی مشکل کشا غیدر
میرے ہاں یا میرے یا در علی مشکل کشا غیدر میرے غالی میرے رہبر علی مشکل کشا غیدر
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز سبحان اللہ. اینڈ ناؤ وی آر کنٹینیوئنگ ود دا بیوٹیفل بایوگرافی آف سیدنا علی کرم اللہ تعالی وجہ الکریم. ان دس ریگارڈ سیدی وی نو اباؤٹ تسبیح فاطمہ, وی ریسائٹ اٹ آفٹر صلاح سبحان اللہ, اینڈ اٹ از سچ اے بیوٹیفل تسبیح. اینڈ اف اٹ وازنٹ فار سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ وی وڈنٹ ہیو گاٹن اٹ. اللہ اکبر. اٹ از مینشن دیٹ ونس سم پرزنرز ور کیپچرڈ اینڈ دے ور براٹ ان, اینڈ یوزلی دے ٹرن ان ٹو سروینٹس. سو سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سیز ٹو سیدہ فاطمہ زہرا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہز وائف دیٹ وائی ڈونٹ یو گو اینڈ آسک رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹو لینڈ ون آف دی سروینٹس ٹو ہیلپ ود دا ہاؤس ہولڈ چورز. And Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she then goes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asks, Ya Rasulullah, please lend us one of the servants to help us in the household chores, you know. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that shouldn't I tell you about something that is better than even red camels? Red camels are a rare commodity, expensive. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu then asked, Yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, labbaik. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, and Sayyida Fatima is also there. And therefore it gets the name Tasbihi Fatima, Subhanallah. And he says, recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. So 33 plus 33, 66, and then 34, 100. Subhanallah. And this is Tasbihi Fatima. Subhanallah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you recite this, you will gain the virtues of morning and evening, 1,000 virtues each. Subhanallah. Every morning and evening, you will gain 1,000 virtues by reciting this Tasbihi Fatima. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, I know we all are habitual of reciting Tasbihi Fatima. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite it more often. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala then says that all my life, I never abandoned it even for one day. I would recite it every day with punctuality until one day of the Battle of Siffin, where I forgot to recite it. But then at the end, when I remembered it, I quickly recited it. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And that we have got from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had initiated the whole process of Tasbih Fatima to have reached us, subhanallah.
And subhanallah, Munasab, you know, regarding the immense knowledge of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhuhul kareem, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that ana madinatul ilm wa aliyun babuha, that I am the city of knowledge and Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhuhul kareem is the door to the city of knowledge.
Subhanallah.
His knowledge, his level of knowledge was such that he says, I swear by Allah, I know every verse of the Holy Quran, that when and where it was revealed. And he says, verily my Rabb has bestowed a heart upon me to comprehend and a tongue to question. And in another place, he says, Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I could load 70 camels with just the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, and still it would not be enough.
Subhanallah. Surah Al-Fatiha, Sayyidi Sab'ul Mathani. Subhanallah, the seven verses that are repeatedly recited, subhanallah. And it is mentioned something that is complementing that which Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has just mentioned. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is one of the most knowledgeable sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that sahabi who would recite Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his Quran recitation and his knowledge of Quran was verified by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore the sahaba ikram, they would love to learn Quran from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala himself, he says that indeed Quran was revealed on seven letters. And each of those seven letters, they have the apparent meaning and they have the intrinsic and hidden meaning. And Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he is such a knowledgeable personality that he has the knowledge of the exterior, the apparent meaning, and the inner meanings, the finer meanings of those verses of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is the knowledge of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, verified by another great knowledgeable personality of the Holy Quran, and that is Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidi, we mashallah have discussed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and during his caliphate, Islam alhamdulillah thrived as well as in the other caliphates. He would shut the door of fitna. He was known for that, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, which is knowledge and wisdom, and his alhamdulillah, his ability of his devotion to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he had received from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that guided him throughout his caliphate. Allahu Akbar. And his shrine is in Najaf Sharif in Iraq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us salvation and forgiveness without accountability, for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Amin. Inshallah, in the next episode we are going to discuss another great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who also happens to be from the 10 sahaba who were given the glad tiding of paradise by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam within their lifetime explicitly. They are from the Ashari Mubashara as well as the Khulafai Rashidun. They are all from Ashari Mubashara, and inshallah we are going to discuss 6 other sahaba who are included among the Ashari Mubashara that were given the glad tiding of paradise from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Every sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise is placed where Allah's pleasure resides. Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.